Shimei kept abreast of them on the hillside, all the while cursing and throwing stones and dirt as he went. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
I go to the high school all the time for games. It's one of my great joys as being the priest here in Santa Rosa, is being able to be involved with our Lions and to watch the girls and the boys, whether it's playing basketball or football or volleyball or really any sport, to be able to be involved in their games. And one of the things that really strikes me about that is I don't just drive my car there. It's rare that I drive a vehicle over there. It's so close to the church. So I just walk. And as I'm walking there, there's always these two sets of dogs that every time I go there, it doesn't matter what I'm doing or what's going on, they just, as soon as I come anywhere near them, even though they're behind the fence, they just begin to yip and to yip and to bark and to bark and to bark. Then there's this one who's on this huge chain as I cross the street, and he tries to tear the chain out of the ground to be able to get there and get me. He's never able to. And he just follows me until I begin to move out of sight or over to the next house. I don't know if you've ever experienced things like that before you were here, or even if you experience them now, but that's a constant thing for me every time I go across there. But I think that's what's going on here in the gospel, or rather in the first reading. What we have here is Samuel. David has just been kicked out of his kingdom. His son Absalom has risen up again, which is great to his shame. And he goes and does shameful things that I'm not even going to talk about right now. Here, you can read them if you want to know what exactly goes on after Absalom takes over and kicks out his father, David. When David is fleeing so that his people won't have to suffer harm and bloodshed, there's this Shimei guy who's doing that exact same thing that little dog does to me. Yipping, yipping, and yelling, and yelling, and cursing, and cursing. And there's that man by the name of Abishai who says, "Lord, my king, give me the order, and I will spear that dead dog where he lies. He shall not speak against you in this way." He's ready to take his life for this. And what does David do? He says, "Look, I know that you're devoted to me, but what if it's God? What if God is speaking through this man for some sin of my past, and I know I have lots of them? Maybe if I accept this as a rebuke, God will see mercy upon me and upon my household." Brothers and sisters, I think that's what you and I need to look at. How many times in our lives do people complain to us about things? How many times do people come against us? Sometimes we even do that to other people. And all it is nothing but yipping and kicking and throwing dirt and cursing and words. Not a single person in here can say that we're perfect, can say that we haven't done sins which are infinitely offensive to God. And so we can then begin to see a little bit about what St. David is talking about here, how these words that people hurl against us and these actions, maybe we deserve them in some respect. Maybe we don't. But maybe God is saying, endure this. The movement for us isn't to try to spear somebody to the ground like Abishai wanted to do, to attack them in like manner the same way that we are. Because what happens, and what you're not going to see in the rest of the week, is David's vindicated. David's brought back onto his familial throne. David is triumphant and is again able to reign free as the king of Israel. And in large part, it's due to his own humility because he accepted these curses and would not return injury for somebody who is just a yipping little dog. All attacks against us, if they are leveled by Satan, the devil, if they are leveled by the flesh, our own human flesh, if they are leveled by the world, amount to nothing but casting dirt and healing, throwing insults, just like that little dog who can't really do anything to us. If we remain firm in the knowledge that God is our Savior and He will be our vindicator. This Mass, what we're offering it for? We're offering this Mass for our oppressors, for our enemies, for those who attack us. And so as we go into this Mass, I want you, just like we talked about last week, whoever it is that has done evil to you, whoever has done harm to you, whoever has attacked you in any way, put that soul into the chalice and ask God to help that person to convert and at the same time to put that wound, that harm, that difficulty that you and I have faced at their hands into theirs, so that his healing power and his healing blood can transform that wound as we receive the Eucharist. That Christ's flesh and blood can actually be our healing. Just like God was able to bring David from this defeat through his own act of humility to greater victory, brothers and sisters, he's going to do the same to us. That's our ticket to heaven. Not by violently attacking others, but by humbly accepting all things, because God is our vindicator. That's not our job. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.